good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. I am so excited to be here with all of you tonight. Tonight is my first live talk episode with back with Blog Talk Radio. I started out in radio with Blog Talk Radio well over 3 years ago, and I was very excited to do it. I had heard about it from a friend of mine. She had said, oh my gosh, I'm doing Blog Talk Radio and I am enjoying it so much. And she would have guests that would call in and they would talk. And I'm not at that point. I'm not going to do that like the first few episodes. What I'd like to do, since I have been in broadcasting for well over 2 years, I was with Blog Talk Radio and I proceeded from Blog Talk Radio. I was sought out. Actually, I'm very excited about that. And I went with Hamilton Radio with Doc G and Dan and Ruben. And I was with them, as I said, for well over 2 years. And I did two wonderful shows a month. And it was so exciting. And I had some fantastic guests on. And I will be posting a list of all of my guests that were on and who they are and what they do, you know, to enhance and enjoy their lives. My show is about childhood memories and how they influenced you and or one in becoming who they are today. And so people who have listened to my show are very familiar with that fact. As I said, I've really kind of gone full circle with this. I've taken a little sabbatical, we'll call it, because I have been wanting to write and started to write a book quite a while ago, and I only have a few, not even a few chapters, but it just so happened that I was just blessed with the gift of having someone from Monmouth College come along, and she's a sociology major, and she's going to help me to put together this book, which is also going to be called, the title is Ryan Rocks It, Asbury Park Style, because I grew up in Asbury Park and went to school in Asbury Park, for those of you who are not familiar with who I am. So, I'm so excited. I'm like warm. I'm toasty. I used to drive to Trenton. It would take me like a little bit, about 45 minutes, sometimes a little longer. And in the winter, it was very difficult doing that. But I'm in the comfort of my living room right now. And I'm got my phone, my landline phone on, you know, speakerphone. So, and, you know, I never really prepare what I'm going to say. I am a total ad-libber, and I think it's more exciting that way. And even for my guests, a lot of my guests will come on my show, and they would go, well, I know you're going to ask me questions, because I tell them, oh, I've got questions. Believe me, I've got questions. But I always say, no, don't worry about it. It's laid back. Nothing. You can even tell me if you don't want to answer a question. You don't have to. This show is to have fun, fun, fun. I mean, that's why I created the show. The show was to share with people some of my, like, experiences when I was growing up, especially if I was, like, feeling in a down mood. I would all of a sudden think of maybe being down in Asbury Park on the merry-go-round or having a great piece of dark chocolate or ice skating in the casino, and I would just, you know, it would change my entire mood. It, like, releases endorphins. I'm sure that I have heard that, in quotes, that they have, like, proven scientifically that, you know, that endorphins are released by doing those things. But even thinking about those things, and they say, hey, what you think is what happens. So I'll put that out there, too. So getting back to Blog Talk Radio and how happy I am to be doing this, and not to say I won't be with Hamilton, because I am definitely I have stopped doing my scheduled shows. However, I have some phenomenal guests coming on in the near future. Okay, with that said, let's get on with the show tonight. My show tonight is about what it is like to be a broadcaster. And, of course, that's from my own experience, totally. So I'm going to go back. Oh, my goodness gracious. I think probably I got the idea from my daughter, my youngest daughter, Nina. She was only maybe, I don't know, maybe not even, maybe 6 years old. And because I'm a singer and a songwriter, I was like rehearsing a lot, and she would hear me. And she had a I actually had a tape recorder, one of those old tape recorders, and it actually had a mic that you would stick into it. You know, you would plug it in and hold the mic and talk into it. So Nina used to, like, Nina, if you're out there listening, or if you listen to this, you'll get a kick out of it, I hope. She would take that microphone and hold it, and I think that she liked doing the broadcasting as well. And she would go, okay, well, this is Nina, and I'm just here to tell you that my mother is going to be singing a very nice song for you. Or she would say something along those lines, because she was, you know, always around music, not just with my mother, but with my brother as well, Billy Ryan, the guitar man. So if you hear noises in the background, too, by the way, that's my bird buddy. And he's, like, jumping around in his cage. And I have a beautiful, huge cat. And she's in my bedroom right now on my bed. And I'm hoping she stays there for the whole half an hour, because if not, she'd be over here purring, and she purrs very loud. Getting back to broadcasting and my daughter picking up that microphone and doing, you know, practicing like being a broadcaster, I have always really liked entertaining people. From a very young age, I was entertaining. I went to Holy Spirit Grammar School, and they would have the talent shows every year, and I would be in the talent shows singing. And sometimes I would be doing a solo, and other times I would do a, you know, with another girl, we would sing a song together. And I was also in the choir for many years throughout my entire grammar school days. I was in the choir, and we would sing masses in Latin and do 4 or 5 part harmonies, and it was a very great education. My mother was a singer as well, and I think I mentioned that. But broadcasting, this is what happened for me with broadcasting. And I'm going to slow up. I'm talking a little bit fast. I'm having, actually, for the first time in a long time, it's only half coffee, but it's coffee. I stopped at one of my favorite spots, and I thought, oh, I can have like a half coffee and a half decaf for my show, and a nice little piece of Danish, which I consumed before I logged in to my radio show. And I am all over the place, so you've got to be all over the place as well when you're listening to me. It's just the way I was made. I'm not going to say unfortunate. It is fortunate, because I don't want to be reading from a script. That's not my thing. I don't think it's as entertaining or interesting. Okay, here I go again. I did my dream. I have a song, and I used to play it at the beginning of my shows. And it's called This Girl's Gonna Make It. And it's about, and there's a lyric in it that I speak. And it says, I know you have a dream, and you can make it come true. Just believe in yourself and know it's up to you. And you know, all of the things that I've accomplished in my life began with one little seed, one little thought. But I always knew, and I think it was from my father's, really, I think that he really instilled that in me, is that if you want something, that you have got to get out there and go get it. And you have to work for it. It's not going to be handed to you. Nobody's going to come to your door, knock on the door and say, oh, Nancy, here it is. Here's your dream. So I was blessed, and I have been blessed many times over, and continue to be blessed by my creator, who I call God. Well, anyway, you know, I accomplished my feat, my big feat of doing my CD, which is called Ryan Rocks. And I was blessed beyond again. I don't want to use that word too many times. Toastmasters. I took a Toastmasters class. They'll be dinging me and red lighting me and pulling me off the stage for using the word too many times. But I had John Harrington was my lead guitarist, and Jeff Levine was also on one of my songs with his phenomenal synthesizer, his B3 organ, and he was also my engineer, and he's the owner of Organic Sound Studio, and did my 6 tracks. Well, a few days after I released the 3 songs that I did, And actually, I did a few of them with Doc Holliday. And I had the Nashville Players at Quad Studio put music behind some of my songs. 2 days after my three songs were released, I got a telephone call from the Joey Reynolds Show in New York City. And it was Myra Channing, and she was the talent buyer. And I was so excited because I got a call from Doc Holliday saying, they want you to come on the radio show. And that really kind of snowballed, which was fabulous and wonderful. But the first live talk radio show that I did was with Joey Reynolds. And a friend of mine, Andrew James Hughes, who's a phenomenal drummer and also a musician, we drove up to New York City, and my show was 1 o'clock in the morning. And the funny part about it is that I had been driving around for months in my car, and I don't listen to music in my car, but I had this talk radio show on, and it was these two guys, and I never paid attention. I'm kind of ditzy that way sometimes. I guess when I turned it on, I would never hear who was, you know, not DJ, because they didn't really play music. They were broadcasters. They did interviews. And I do make that distinction, but in any case, I love DJs, and they've been wonderful to me playing my music, and I don't know where any of us would be without them, because music is really the most popular and listened to, venue that there is. But getting back to broadcasting, when we got to the studio, we had 45 minutes to wait. We got there nice and early. I wanted to make sure I was definitely on time and not going to miss my show. And I'm listening to this show, and I looked at Andrew, and I said this, Andrew, I am in such trouble, because this gentleman, Joey Reynolds, if you're out there listening, I believe is in Florida. I think he's back and forth between Florida and New York City, but Joey Reynolds, he was so bright and so interesting, and he would really like to stump his guests. And by stumping, you know what I mean. I have done it to a few of my own guests, and I learned it from one of the best in the business, as far as I'm concerned, in live talk radio. I mean, I found him to be so exciting to listen to. You never knew what he was going to say, ever. But I knew, like I said, he was going to stump me, and sure enough, he did. He did. Oh, and he also told Myra to make sure to tell me that Nancy had to bring my guitar, and he requested that I sing my song Indecision, which has actually been on Reverb Nation now for like well over 2 years in the top 10. It's a very small category, though. It's just local country, and I consider myself a country rockabilly singer. But getting back to the interviewing, I just was like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And I did what I have always done my entire life, and that is I just winged it. I mean, I did the best that I could do. I talked to God first. I go always, okay, you're with me. I'm never alone, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be just fine. And it was. It was more than fine. It was a great show. And Joey did stump me. And he had another person on that was like a sidekick, so to speak. And he was a comedian from California. And I had spent 28 years in California, and I was delighted that there was someone there from California and also a funny man. And he kept the show really light and airy, and he didn't jump in a lot. I was told before I went into the show, someone gave me a great bit of advice as a guest. And so I'm telling my future guests, my past guests already have had the experience. And they, you know, some of them have come back for a second time, and many of them will come back again too. So they've learned already. Jump in, you know. Just say, Nancy, it's my turn. You're talking too much. That's my that's my song, I think, from my family is the song, "You talk too much, you worry me to death." You know, so and anyway, I break out in song every now and then. But I've always been a talker, always, 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 got in trouble my whole life. So I was eager to do this talk radio show with one of the best, the Joey Reynolds Show. And I was so humbled by the experience because I could not believe that 2 days after my three songs were released, and I had had my music aired on the radio before, years before that, I mean many, many, many years, like 20 years before that, I was played on a country station in California. They called me the Fiery Redhead from San Diego. And I will go back between the music and the broadcasting because those are the two things. And then, of course, I'll be talking about my book when that's completed. But I've always got a goal, and I think that's what keeps me really young. I'm very young at heart, and I believe people, it's kept me young looking as well. So, you know, maybe you can, when you meet me, you can say, "Oh, yeah, Nancy," or you can say, "Oh, Nancy, you're a little delusional in that department." But getting back to Joey. Joey, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show. It was one of the greatest experiences of my entire life. And as reluctant as I was to bring my guitar because I was really frightened, I was kind of scared. Oh, my God, I'm going to play live? Well, what if I goof? What if I miss the chord? What if I mess up? Oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? But as always, and learning from my parochial school days, I just said a little prayer, and I said, "Look, it's on you. It's on you, God. You're going to pull me through," and you did. And I did the song, and it was fine. Joey Reynolds stumped me on a really good question. And, of course, he wanted to know all about Asbury Park and what it was like to grow up in Asbury Park. And I told him a lot about it because it was wonderful. And it was so exciting. And so much of that will be in my book. And I feel so, like, so lucky. Like, so one of the lucky ones to be able to experience that because I'm a 60s generation person. Oh, there we go. Back to the show. I must stay focused. I think I'm going to figure out how to do that, probably with pencil and pen in hand, to bring myself back on point, because I do kind of go off on these, tangents, so to speak, or I just jump around. There's so much that I have to say, and there's so much always going on in this head of mine, which very rarely stops, except when I'm sleeping, and even then I have very vague and interesting dreams. But Joey was just phenomenal. One of his questions to me was, "Hey, Nancy, so I see that you went to parochial school your whole life. I mean, even into high school, I went to Star of the Sea Academy for my freshman year." He said, "So can you sing a song to me in Latin? I mean, oh, gosh, I mean, ask me anything but that." And I should have been able to off the top of my head, but how many years had it been? Oh, maybe trying to do a really quick calculation. Oh, my gosh, way too many years. I won't even try that one. I won't try it. But I didn't. I couldn't think of one, except till after the show, of course. But I did say, well, Joey, I not in Latin, but I'll sing Feliz Navidad for you. And he let me off the hook, which was great. And we just talked and talked, and he was just such a pleasant, friendly, smiley, just knew what questions to ask. He made me feel totally comfortable. I learned so much from Joey Reynolds in that 1 hour. I mean, I learned everything that I needed. It's funny. I think there's a book or there's something out about, you know, everything I needed to learn, I learned in kindergarten, or I don't know if that's really the title of it. But the way I feel about broadcasting is almost the same way. I mean, I have a lot more experience now, but everything I needed to learn, I learned when I walked into that studio. Oh, and I started to tell you when I didn't finish. That's another thing I do sometimes. I start to tell something and then go off, you know, and don't finish it. Someone said to me, "Nancy, when you go in for this interview, you better interrupt if you need to. Talk as much as you can as a guest. Talk as much as you can. Because the interview, you know, that's what it's about, really, when you're, I'm telling myself, the people have been on my show, hello, Nancy, could you remember that, please? Did I get any words in edgewise, especially in the beginning of my broadcasting? I've tried everything. I made a sign, like, you know, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style, enjoy your show, but let the guests talk more. That didn't work. Then I had actually these chatter teeth. I put them on. Oh, I had a clock, and I would put that on to try to remind me, too, of the time that I would have and to maybe not talk as long. Now I have my friend. There she is. She was just recently on my show with her friend and coworker, Fran. This is out to Lori Gilmore, and they're both with The Strand. And they have a big boss, but they are making The Strand, bringing it back to a wonderful theater. I mean, it's just the most gorgeous theater. So, Lori, I know you're hunting for it. And she brought me, she's the sweetest. She brought me, I told her, she said, I'm going to get you an egg timer. I said, because I really need an egg timer. I can turn it over. It's visual. I'm a very visual person. I'm artistic and creative. I need to see. If I could see that, and if I started talking, I could turn it over, and then I would see when 3 minutes is up, and I can shut the heck up. That's exactly what I need. So I know she's going to get me when she promised me. She did bring me a little timer, but the problem with that is it makes a beep sound, so I can't have, like, every 3 minutes during my entire show having the beep go off. Even though it's not real loud, you would still hear it. I'm much louder than the beep, but, you know, that's okay because I'm the host, and I'm kind of a loud girl. I grew up with 7 kids, and you had to talk kind of loud to be heard. 9 people in all by the time I did move out when I was 18 years old. I absolutely love, 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 love broadcasting. When I started broadcasting, which was probably about 15 months after my first interview, if that, it might have even been sooner. I think it was sooner, actually, because I did start with Blog Talk Radio, and I did that for about 6 months. And it was a wonderful experience, and I am back, of course. And I learned so much about broadcasting, and I mostly did the shows by myself. It was a little difficult getting guests to call in, but I'm going to work on that and do a few shows that way. And as I said, I'll be at Hamilton Radio doing some very high profile. Well, high profile, everyone's a high profile person in my book, but there are just some people that have reached different plateaus in their life and are more well known. So I am going to have some people that a lot of my audience is going to be very eager to listen to, and those shows will be done out of the studio in Trenton. And I just want to give a, you know, the time goes so fast, and I only have maybe 5 more minutes, and so I'm going to thank Joey Reynolds again for being my mentor, getting me into broadcasting, and I hope to do this, I really do. This is my plan anyway. As long as I can, I am going to be in broadcasting, because I just love it. It's so exciting. You know, even tonight when I was, you know, doing the show, there's a wonderful English woman, and it's a recording, but she says, well, there, and I can't do the accent, but she goes, you have 1 minute till showtime, and then they count it down, and then they give you the 10-minute countdown, like they do in the studio as well, and then you are on. And I think that's what really excites me, too, is that you are on. Like, you must show up. The show must go on, no matter what. And I can really relate to that in my entire life. For me, the show must go on, and it did go on every day, even when I didn't want it to. I didn't like school. I much would have preferred going outside and just roller skating or riding my bicycle, you know, just being out in nature and exploring. And, you know, I've talked about that on my show, hopefully in the future. And I think they're doing a lot of that now, too, with children that are not really interested in being a bookworm. In my day, we had to, like, memorize things. Memorization was probably the furthest thing from me to be able to do. I mean, I just could not, do it. I mean, it just wasn't something that my brain would wrap itself around. I think I have a really good photogenic, if that's the word, mind. I remember a face if I see it once. I remember a lot of facts about things. And, you know, I have a certain bit of my intelligence is that of being very handy and crafty with my hands, and I love to build things. And, you know, everybody's got their things, but memorizing things, forget it. And, you know, we would have to memorize a few pages, and then, you know, the nun would say, okay, Nancy, and you would stand up, and they would go, you know, repeat the paragraph about blah, 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 and I would just have to say blah, 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 because that's about all I did remember about it. Well, I only have a few more minutes, and then my show will be over because this is a half an hour show. If you hear my little bird squeaking in the background, he's wanting to join in. He is a very friendly little boy. And in fact, when I play my guitar, he'll get on my shoulder and he loves to sing. And then I sing him a song and it's like Buddy loves to sing and Buddy loves to dance. But anyway, I love to sing. I love to dance. I love to tell stories. I'm an Irish girl. The Irish, I think, and not, I mean, everybody loves to tell stories, I think, but the Irish have been known as writers, novelists, and loving to tell stories. And, you know, I love telling stories, and that's why I'm going to be writing this book of mine called Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. I'm so looking forward to it. This has been my show about broadcasting. I hope that I covered, you know, a nice wide range of it. Lastly, I mentored a friend of mine into broadcasting, Harvey Rothman. I'll give him a shout out. Harvey came on my show before he left. I think he was practically scheduling his own shows, and now he's doing two shows. I have had other people on my shows that are in broadcasting, and they are now going on into doing TV shows. And it's just exciting. I was the very first live talk radio show with Hamilton Radio. Please go to www.hamiltonradio.net. They are one of the best internet radio stations around. They were nominated for best radio internet station. I was recruited by them, and now they have almost 23 live talk radio shows, in addition to 24/7 music. My time is up. It's a countdown, and I don't want to, like, end up, well, I have another minute, it looks like. But as I said, if you have any interest out there and you've heard my show, you know where to get in touch with me. I have three Facebook pages. I have my Nancy Ryan page, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, Inside the Fabulous Grand Arcade. You can get in touch with me. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter. If you have an interest and want to be on my show, just contact me. I have lots of people on my waiting list, because I get out there and I have so many musician friends that I'm interested in having on, and I've just been told I have a few seconds to go. This is Nancy Ryan, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. I hope that you have enjoyed my show, and I certainly look forward to doing my next show with you, which will be in 2 weeks on a Thursday evening. Good night, and have a wonderful 2 weeks. Bye-bye. I think that's it. I'll do a toodly. Yes. Toodles. Bye-bye. You know, they'll keep on me on until they cut me off, so I'll just keep talking until it's over. It's over when they cut me off. It's been a great time, a great, great first show. I hope it all works out and it comes up on my Facebook page. Bye-bye.